and 791, request of Xiao Yang Wang to address council regarding stopped forced live organ harvesting in China.
That's fine.
Carla, there's a feedback in the system. Can we talk to our technician upstairs? Okay. One more reason to get rid of this sound system.
Not just me, then.
No, it's not just me. You're not hearing noises. It's real noise. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Xiaoyang Wang. I'm a practitioner of Falun Gong here in Portland. So today I'm here to bring your attention to an important issue, the forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in China, and to urge the city of Portland to condemn this crime against humanity. Falun Gong is an ancient practice for mind and body based on the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. After the destruction of traditional Chinese culture under the communist rule since 1949, Falun Gong has brought back the traditional lifestyle of cultivation practice to Chinese society and formed a force for good. However, the Communist Party saw this renaissance of traditional values as a threat to its control and started a brutal persecution against Falun Gong practitioners in 1999. Since then, thousands of people are confirmed to be killed. Millions have been detained, imprisoned, and put in forced labor camps. In 2006, evidence has emerged of a horrific crime, forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. Since then, much analysis and investigation has led to the conclusion that tens of thousands of jailed Falun Gong practitioners have been systematically killed on demand to fuel China's lucrative transplant industry. This atrocity has been referred to as a new form of evil on the planet. Given how much international interaction China's transplant business has, from doctors' training to accepting foreign patients to collaborative research, the impact of these abuses is not limited to China. In the battle between good and evil, there are no bystanders. In 2011, the Department of State's Human Rights Report cited allegation of organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. The U.S. Congress has held two hearings about this issue. Last December, the European Parliament passed a resolution condemning China's organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. In June 2013, bipartisan U.S. House Resolution 281 was introduced, calling on China to immediately stop the practice of organ harvesting from its prisoners, particularly from Falun Gong prisoners of conscience. The resolution is co-sponsored by over 180 Congress people and is being marked up by the House Foreign Affairs Committee this morning. In May this year, the Medical Society of Virginia passed a resolution to condemn the systematic state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China. Locally in Oregon, City of Beaverton has passed a resolution supporting the House Resolution 281 last December. Just as the international attention contributed to the closure of China's labor camps, these resolutions and voices can make big changes. It is important for City of Portland to join the international effort for justice, not only for the direct victims in China, but also for the sake of our own conscience and the living environment. Every voice counts in putting an end to this crime against humanity. Today, here with me are two Falun Gong practitioners from China. Both of them were detained or put in labor camps and suffered through lots of persecutions in person. So we're happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. Questions? Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.